Blog Talk Radio.
Done so many things wrong, I don't know if I can do right. Oh, I. Done so many things wrong, I don't know if I can do right.
this point in my life, I got to come up out of the storm. I got to determine my own destiny. Do you know that the billows are raging and the storm is still out there? Master, the tempests are raging and the billows, they're tossing to and fro. Does I care it not that I should perish? Why, thy sleep, how can thy light asleep? Oh, the billows are tossing.
Harriet knows that the billows are tossing to and fro, but she's coming up out of a storm. Let's see how she makes her way out of this one.
The billows been tossing to and fro, and there's been a storm. Mother Yamenye has been out there, and Sweetwater has also been following me. Nothing but water, folks. I've been in a storm. Do you understand me? Mother Yamenye, I want to have a word with you. If you don't mind, I understand that this is your year. I understand this is the year of water, and water surrounds me. I know that. I know, Mother Yamenye, you're the nurturer of the world, and they did tell me that your number was number 7, right? That's right. So I got that much right about you. I want to ask if you could just remove me from the storm. I got a destiny. I got a mission. I have to be on my way. I done went back to talk to them Northerners. I think they call them the Yankees. I talked to them and see the Confederates with those colored regiments. I've been helping them down on the front line. And Yamenye, Mother Yamenye, if you can just move the water on back, tell Sweetwater he can come back later on. But I got a mission. I got a destiny. My destiny. My world, it moves so fast today. The past, it seems so very far away. And life squeezes me so tight, I can barely breathe. And every time I try to be what someone else thought of me, I became so caught up that I was unable to achieve. But deep within my heart, oh, the angels were right there for me. And I made up my mind to define my own best destiny. And I'm going to define my own best destiny, my own best destiny. See, Mother Yamenye, I've made up my mind to come up out of this storm. I've been in this storm too long. I've been in the storm. I've been in the storm much too long. Lord, please let me just have a little more time, just a little more time to pray. I've been in a storm, yes, I've been in a storm much too long. Now, I done told y'all that I got a mission and I got a purpose in life, and I'm on my mission and on purpose. So, Mother Yamenye, y'all step aside. Go tell Sweetwater down there at the creek that I'll be coming through because I got a shipload of to take with me. They own the ship and they got to get on the ship. I already told them I know a place where there ain't nobody crying, nobody lying to the racist. And I told them I'll take him there. I'll take him there. I told him, let me take you there. So, Mother Yaminye, step on the side and just make way on the creek so I can just walk and glide through the water because I got these here people with me. This is my last journey that I'm taking through, and I got to make my way through before daylight. Them hounds will be on me, and they said they done put out a big reward for me this time. I got to make this last journey to Canada. And if you don't mind, Mother Yaminye, you could come with me on this trip. You can even talk to the people and soothe them and nurture them because some of them are so frightened and some of them don't think we're going to make this last journey. Mother Yaminye, if you can just get on a good ship and go on down the river with us, we'll let you off down there by Sweetwater. Is that okay? Because we got a mission. I got a mission. I'm Herr Tubman. I'm wanted. They want me, and they got wants out for me, and they're paying a reward for anybody that turned me in, dead or alive. So I ain't got no more time to talk to you, Mother Yaminye. I've got to get down here to talk to Sweetwater because he say he gonna drain the water so we can glide across the creek. Is that okay, Mama Yaminye? I know it's your time now. I know that. You wear that beautiful yellow so well. I like to see you in that yellow, Mother Yaminye. Are there any other of those seven they talk about that can come out to help me? See, I know I can summon them through calling the ancestors, and I can call them forward. Let's see if I can remember one of them. Mother Yaminye, what's that man's name that has all the red on and he wears black too? Can you tell me the one of the Orishas that wears all the white? Brother Batala, is that his name? Shango, Legba. Ishun was my buddy. He helped me on the last trip. Can you commission them, Mother Yaminye, and tell all of those Orishas that I need them? I got to have their help this time. I can't do it by myself. John done run off. He said he won't go with me. So I'm on my own this time. I got a lot of neophytes who don't know nothing about traveling these roads, but I got to depend on you, Mother Yaminye. Where's that star? Where's the North Star? Can you point me in the direction of the North Star? Because I got to follow it in my first mind, and I got to hear the voice. Yo, hush, be quiet. Be quiet. God's trying to tell me something. Be quiet. The North Star is to my right, and I got to keep on this journey, and I got to stay on the far right side. Don't linger, don't linger, don't waste no time talking to the weeds or talking to nobody. Is that what you say? That's what the master said. He said, I done spent too much time here. I'm already behind. I got to go, Mother Yaminye. I love you. I love you. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Thank you so much for all you've done for me. And we will remember you on the way back when we go through the conductor's train. I got to wear my conductor's hat now. Listen here, y'all folk. I am the conductor of this here Underground Railroad. We're going to meet some Quakers. Yeah, they're white folks, but they are good white folks. They already been fixed to help us. Remember, I told you they would be fixed. They know what to do, and they are not these spiteful people that's going to turn on us and give us false information. They're going to give us clean, dry clothes because we got to come up out of this water, and they're going to feed us. So I want y'all to quiet your spirits, and don't you fret. This is a journey that's been inspired by the Most High. And I want you to know one thing. Those of you who can read, I want you to get the maps out that the Quakers are going to give you. And I want you to help me because I don't read. You know that. I only went to third grade to take somebody their books. I never got to stay in them classrooms. See, I had this here accident where some of the people thought that I should be listening to the master, and the master got angry because I didn't do what he said, and he hit me, oh, so hard with the weight of my head, and I have these here dizzy spells, and every now and then I go out of spell, and I don't come back for a while. I guess they call that unconscious, and when I come back, it's like I've been gone somewhere for a long time. But don't y'all fret, none. Ain't no nothing to do with y'all. I got my pistol. If I should faint, if I should fall, who going to catch me? Will there be one here that will catch Harriet if she falls? Is there somebody that can take over the caravan? I know I'm the conductor, but sometimes you never know if you going to fall or not, especially when you got these here dizzy spells like I get. I want to tell you one more thing. I told this pistol to keep y'all in order because we can't have nobody having a mind to want to turn around. So I told this pistol to keep you in order, but I'm not going to be taking no sassing and talk back from none of y'all men because I am a woman. Ain't I a woman? But I'm giving the orders around here because I'm the conductor, and I've been in the storm, and I'm coming up out the storm now. I have talked to them people so many times. I come back to talk to them about the war of the 54, and I talked to them about the colored regiment. And I told them that troops that we work with for the Massachusetts 54 was down there fighting. And I took care of them people when they got injured. I was a nurse. That's what they call me, a nurse. And I gave them compressions and I bandaged them up and gave stitches. I was the nurse. And I was a colonel, too, in the Army of the Revolution Army. But some of them folks didn't want to take no rations from me because they called me a spy and they said I worked for the United States government. And they didn't like the fact that I joined that army with them, so they didn't trust me. I had to do other things to get them to take my rations. But, you know, that was back in the time when folks didn't realize a woman could bring people in the Underground Railroad as a conductor. But now, they got faith in me. They know I could do it because I'm just a woman. But ain't I a woman? I've had some of the other sisters tell me that they've seen these white women that get carried into these carriages and lifted up and carried around like they a queen. But ain't I a woman too? I want somebody to notice my bloomers because I has on a brand new pair of bloomers that somebody gave me when they gave me this here order of military clothing. So I'm just as proud to wear these bloomers because I want them to know, though I may carry my pistol, though I may talk a lot of stuff and I pull that pistol when I have to, I still am a woman. So don't make the mistake. Don't nobody make the mistake of disrespecting me because I is a woman. I want you to know the hair's back here this time. As we get these people together, I'm not going to fool around with John no more. He done took my mind every which way, and his mind is gone. I ain't going to even ask him if he want to go. Coming to get my mama this time and my daddy. I want my daddy and my mama to be in this here caravan, so I'm awfully careful not to get them caught. Yo, quiet yourself. Quiet your spirit. Stop that talking back there. Just hush. God's trying to tell me something. Be quiet. Yeah, I got you. But man, daddy talking to me, y'all. But man, you know the man I told you, the priestess that was in that war back there with the French. Yeah, but man, daddy. and John Doc Jesseline. Them were the folks I wanted to travel with me. They say they're coming. They say the Spirit is moving them up here, and they're going to travel with us. That's right. Bookman Dadi, I got lots of respect for him. He got the commandment of the people, because the people, he told them, he said, lay down your religion and give up their religion and take on the spirit of your ancestors. That's what he used to tell them. I was supposed to meet him right on up the road there, peace. His spirit is going to abide with us. Now, you won't be able to see him because it's just his spirit, but you'll feel his presence. So when we get out of these trees and I put under the hedges, you gonna feel the spirit of Bookman Dadi. He's the best spiritual man, best spiritual man. He does everything by the spirit. He don't move until the spirit tells him to do so. So when we get up under this tree here, Bookman Dadi, we're gonna sit here and we're gonna chant a little bit and he gonna come forward. Now just sit now. It's all of us find one word we can chant on. Yeah, let's try to agree on one word. What's the one word? What can we chant on that one word that we do when we in the Buddhist camp? Namnyo ho ringe ko. Namnyo ho ringe ko. Bookman, is that you? That you, Bookman? Bookman, we've been out here chanting, waiting for you to come. It's a mighty fine day that you picked to come and go underground with us. I'm the Underground Railroad, Bookman. Remember me? I'm Harriet. I'm Harriet Tubman. That's right. I took John's name. I'm Harriet Tubman. I talked with you before when you was out there in the woods and we summoned you. Are you ready to go on this caravan with us? Because I've been in a storm, Bookman. I done sang every song I could think of trying to come up out of the storm. But I know I didn't sing Nina Simone's song because I know it is a deliverer song. But before we leave this courtyard, we're going to find one song we can sing, like Go Down Moses. Go down Moses and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand. Let my people go. And if he don't, we're gonna spite your firstborn dead. Go down Moses and let my people go. I told you we had to get these songs together so we have inspiration and then we can have perspiration and it encourages us to go on down the road. Now this time, Mama, I want you to stand next to Daddy. And Daddy, I want you to come over here to my right where I carry my pistol. Now don't nobody ever grab hold to my apron because I keep that pistol in there. And don't you ever stand in front of my firing arm if I'm shooting that pistol, because you clearly going to get shot. I want you to know that this pistol is mainly to keep y'all in order so you don't stray and mess up the arrangement that we got with the spirit. That's right. I talked to that damn moon last night and told him I'm listening for him to give me the signal in the wind. I put my finger up with a little spinner on it and held my hand up high in the sky to see which way the wind was going. And I knew which way the North Star was going to carry me. I have to rely on the spirit. The spirit is the only thing eternal, not my material mind, because my mind don't matter. Mind over matter. My mind is what matter, but not my matter. So I have to rely on spirit. I'm a spiritual person. I thought you knew that by now. Some of y'all going to get to be spiritual. You're going to go from glory to glory until you transcend this flesh and blood. And you're going to go in the spirit. Now, you know anything about a storm? How many of y'all know something about a storm? How you get out of storm is what I want to know. How you shake that storm so it don't follow you and you detour so that storm won't be trailing you. Dulemare, that's the god of the African race. If he could show me a sign
that he was with me. And he sent me Brooklyn Dadi as a sign that the spiritual people and the ancestors could even be called back to assist me and aid me. Now, I ain't depending on all y'all in the back there to get up and do nothing. Y'all just scared, and you don't even know where you're going, and you're just frightened to death about having your freedom. I'm talking about the ones who already made it to the other side. They free. They don't worry about nobody killing them because you can't kill a spirit a second time. Now, we're going to run into the daughters of the dust on this side of the river, and them people are a little different. They got this one young lady named High Mary, High Yellow Mary. She thinks she owe that, and she constantly engaging in her color. But we all know that there ain't no but one color, and that is the Asiatic race. Now, over there, they do a lot of ritualistic things and a lot of juju, and their mama always packing these juju bags because they're going on these trips and they're frightened to death, and the mama wants to make sure they take a little piece of her with them. So when we get on up yonder, you're going to meet the daughters of the dust. And yes, they are some countrified people, countryer than we are. You know, even though we're from Arkansas and down in that area, these people from the deep, deep, deep Geechee, backwater Geechee, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know. Now, come on. Hurry it up now. You got to walk a little faster than that. If you was a little bit younger than me, how is it that I can beat you walking? I know I got my boots on, and these boots is hurting my feet. Oh, they hurt my feet. They hurt so bad, these the new shoes. But I tell you what, we going to get up here by the daughters of the dust. Now, move on out a little bit. Move on out, because they want to see all of us so they can come on out. Mother Panez, it's Harriet. We here. This was our next journey for the conductor. We're supposed to stop here until we get down there with the Quakers. Can you come on out and let us in? We awfully cold. Ain't we cold? We's real cold. Let us on in now. Mother Padez, where's High Yellow Mary? Here I is. High Yellow Mary, how's you been doing? We've been talking about you. We must have talked your name up, and you must have had a head scratching looking at who has been talking about you. Yes, it's my mama, it's my daddy, and this is the Garfields, and this is the Brackens, and this is the Jenkins. These are all families. They're getting their freedom. You see what I mean, Mother Badass? I was taking these people as a conductor underground. I conduct the railroad, and I'm taking them to their freedom. Will you please give us somewhere to lay down and dry our bodies up? We freeze, and we awfully cold. We ran into Mother Yaminye down there, and she nearly had a flood and had us all deep into the deep water. Until we asked her if she could take us down there to Sweetwater. I still ain't ran into Sweetwater yet. Now, you know that these are some folk that come from the Yoruba group, and they told us about their rishas, and they said they're going to send Obatala to help us, the father and wife. Have you seen him? Have you seen him, Mother Badass? Because he's supposed to step in and give us a ritual and give us a reading of the oracles. Now, you know something? Some of the folk think the oracles speak. The oracles don't speak. Them the folks that are lost. The oracles, you have to read them. You read them because the actual Ileke bees, they the only one got a mouth on them, and they the only one that can speak. Besides Obi, he has a mouth on the shell, but you got some folk running these programs talking about oracle speak. You ain't going to get no oracles to speak like that. You got to manipulate those shells and those E-kings, and they will give you an oracle for the future. That's right. Now, we're going to do an oracleistic ritual today, and I'm asking Mother
Mother Podesta, because she's in the Year of Faith and she knows about that. If she can throw the OBs for us, or if she can throw the E-Kings to give us some direction. We need that insight. We need that insight so we know what's up ahead of us. We African folks, and we have to believe in the Spirit. And the Spirit speaks to us through the oracles. Now go ahead, Mother Podesta. Go ahead on. Go ahead on and throw the E-King so we can get some direction for where we're going. You say what, Mother Podesta? That we're going to have to do a sacrifice? What kind of sacrifice? We can't sacrifice none of these folks here. You don't mean people. Okay, you talking about like what? What should we bring? What you want? What kind of sacrifice should we bring? A peasant, a bird, an egg? What does the Spirit want? Can you tell us? Oh, you'll be able to tell us in a minute after you do the orcas, okay? What does the oracle say, Mother Podesta? What is it telling you? What are they speaking and saying about our journey? And we're going to make it there this time. This is a very, very, very important journey, and we got to make it on time. Can you please show us what we got to do? All right. Is the oracle speaking now? You say, my mama and my daddy going to make it there safe, and they're going to finally get to Freedom Land? Yeah, Ma, you and Dad gonna get to Canada and get freedom. You're gonna have freedom, and you're gonna come in with your freedom. And my sister and her pregnant baby are gonna be able to be born, a baby gonna be born into freedom. Yes, thank you. And that we must be very careful because they got the hounds out, and they're looking for me. Because they got a big want and big reward for me. I already know that, Mother Podesta. I know that already. They already told me they got a big reward out for me, dead or alive. But I ain't worried about that. Because, see, the Spirit is with me. I'm not alone in this thing. The ancestors are traveling with me. They already told me they're going to keep me and protect me. And they'll be with me until eternity. And I travel with the Lord everywhere I go. So I'm not alone. No, Mother Podesta, I'm not alone. And I'm not worried about nobody catching me because I got my peace with me. My peace keeps a lot of peace. My pistol, I pull my pistol. If they ever come up on me, talk about they wanna tie me up or talk about they wanna take me back, I'll pull my pistol. And whoever come in my face talking about they wanna get me, they're gonna get the heat of this pistol. I tell you, Mother Podesta, I done suffered a lot because of this slavery, and I'm not taking no more beatings. The last beating I had nearly killed me. I swore the end that I was going to leave that place, and I have left. I ain't looked back and ain't had a mind to look back, and I ain't worried about nobody coming up on me because the Spirit ain't going to let nothing slip up on me. The Spirit and the voice is always with me. And the voice don't let nothing slip up on me. All right now, y'all listen good to what Mother Podesta is about to say next. She's giving us a message for the whole group. She said we all are to speak with what, Mama? One voice, one aim, and one people. And if anybody has a notion to get out on their own and predict that they can speak on their own voice, then you shoot them dead, Harry. You shoot them dead and leave them where they lie, because they ain't fit to go on, because we is one. We is one people. We speak with one voice. Do y'all hear me? Do y'all hear me? Do you hear me? And Mom and Daddy, I'm telling you, I may be your child, but you got to listen to me, because I'm the conductor. I do this for a living. This is my profession, and I ain't going to lead you the wrong way. You got to depend on me as a leader this time, and don't see me as a child, because I've grown up now. Your head has grown up, and I's going to get us to the Freedom Land, and we's going to get to the other side, and we's going to have a home, and all of us going to crop our own field. It won't be no more cropping for the masters and taking the excess to live off. We're going to take the cream off the top this time, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and we and they that dwell therein, we're going to benefit from it.
And in that Fourth Amendment, it says we have a right to our houses, and we have a right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness and of our property. So once we get this here land, I want you to crop it and build it. And all of you who got skills, we're going to get together, create our assembly line to help one another to build their houses and to develop their gardens. So we all are prosperous. Where one is prosperous, we all are prosperous. We work together in a unit. We are communal people. Mother Yamanye told me if we stay together that this river will yield to us. He told me that sweet water is going to give us sweet rest, and we'll be able to slip across the pond, and we won't slip or fall, and not one hair will be hurt on our head or hinge, that we are protected, people. We are protected, and we thank you so much, Mother Padas, for giving us that reading. Now, we have an offering to give to you. Now, we're going to pour libation first, because we do that as one of our routine rituals. We want to first pour libation and call on our ancestors to the north, then pour libations to the south, then pour libations to the west, and then to the east. Now, if there's any ancestors you want to call on now, your mother, your father, your uncles, call their name out. Yes, Dr. Carruthers, he's a good man. Dr. John Henry Clark, yes, he's an excellent man in the spirit. Yes, and now you say Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali is an ancestor now, y'all. He's an ancestor. He's the greatest. Brother Muhammad Ali is over on the other side. He is traveling with us now. Oh, yes. That boy is the greatest, and he believed in himself far before he ever knew he was great. Oh, yes. We got so many people on the other side that can help us in the spirit. Now, remember, we carry melanin, and if we can tap into that melanin, we can actually add to the melanin we already have. So y'all tap into the spirit. Call on your mothers and your fathers. Call on your mothers and your fathers that they might hear you, because it's up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. And don't you forget it. Now, we got an offering to give, Mother Padas. Mother Padas, we want to make an offering of this fruit to give to the ancestors for giving us such a beautiful reading. The oracles came out so beautiful. We want to give this fruit that we've been holding on to the ancestors. Put it around your altar and give this fruit to Mother Yamanye, because she helped us back there so much. Mother Yamanye opened up the rivers for us, and she did such kind things for us. We don't want to ever forget us, do we, y'all? No, y'all don't want to forget her. You want to remember she gave us good insight. I'm the conductor, but I don't know everything. Sometimes a conductor can overlook something. Because I've been in a storm, and I've been in a storm too long, and sometimes I get weary. Oh, sometimes I get weary. We do get weary sometimes, don't we? Yes, we get so weary sometimes. Yes, we do. And we've been in a storm too long. We've been in a storm too long. But we're going to make it over the grain house this time. And we might have to come back and talk to these folks and tell them about the struggle. But we want them to know that they don't struggle by themselves. We want them to know that they can struggle together. And we want everyone to know that we have to remember that this is a reason to turn our backs around. Just give me one more reason to turn back around, and I turn right back around, and I come back to you. Just give me one more reason. I come back here. You know I come back here. I turn my back around. Can't you see me turning? Just one more reason to come back here. If there's some folk that's still in bondage that need to be free, you know I come back. I ain't afraid no more. The spirit is with me, and their voice is always with me, telling me what to do. Now, I want y'all to gather around, and let's get close together, because we got
give
to
me
understand. We got a reason to turn right back around and go get our folks and our people.
Took me out.